Hi everyone, Samian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he has to say. Good day, Sandman. I'm a 42-year-old male living in New York City. I own my own business and am finally broken through to where I could reasonably call myself established, even by New York standards. In addition, I have an athletic build and possess slightly above average looks, but have never had a girlfriend. My only prospect at this point is to find an arrangement with a sugar baby, but I find this difficult, knowing that I'm paying for much less than what the girl next door gives away for free to every chat in the zip code. Even though I'm aware of the fact that we pay one way or another, I've always felt a difference between good gold diggers and bad gold diggers, in that the former isn't aware that she's doing it and will tell herself that she values such qualities as stability and generosity, while the latter is aware of the predatory nature of what's happening. I, at the very least, after having sacrificed so much time, energy, and health, to have something for myself, want a good gold digger. I'm willing to provide for somebody, even if she subjected herself to every sexual act imaginable. I just don't want to get used by someone in a tactical, calculating way. I've noticed there's a tendency for young incels and guys like me to romanticize the situation and turn against one another. I don't know if this is a consolation or aggravation, but to the younger guys with no money, but believe me, it doesn't get any better with some wealth. If anything, it's more dangerous because you'll be actively victimized instead of just ignored by the vast majority of women out there. I don't think it's in line with human nature for men to truly go their own way if one looks at the rate of death, including suicide by single men. Yes, the grass is always greener on the other side, but you're under the grass if you're over 50 and still single as a guy. I've also noticed a trend among chads demonstrating how little they value their groupies, which is to have them put on a sex show with multiple men. They call this cuckolding, as I'm sure you're aware, and it's often framed and sold to women, much like feminism, that it's actually empowering in an act of dominance to get ripped apart by another man for the entertainment of their partners, in a fruitless attempt to get chads to commit to them. I guess what I'm asking in some regard is how could I possibly harness my wealth in a way to make my never-ending search for a regular sexual partner an efficient one? P.S. I'm misunderstanding the whole essence of MGTOW in a sense, as it was correlating with inceldom, of which is a category I more clearly fall into. In fact, in some sense, it's impossible for an incel to become a MGTOW, because as you said, you need something to walk away from. It sounds like you fall in the category of men who can be in a relationship if you want it, and attribute traditional marriage as a source of danger for most men. Are you against the traditional marriage legal structure of monogamy? And isn't it the general level of whorishness and feminism which has caused the most misery, including inequality in the dating market, with the power being in the hands of a handful of chads and women under 40. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Dude, you're risking everything you've worked for along with your future prosperity for a chance to smooch a cooch. I can understand your sexual frustration, and yes, you can't really go your own way if you don't go your own way from something. But you have zero experience with relationships. You're like that goat in Jurassic Park that gets fed to the T-Rex. You're chained to a post waiting to become a nice light snack to a T-Rex in high heels, while she only temporarily empties your ballsack. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to chads comfortable getting cucked with their wives smashing other guys because they're confident that those women won't leave them clown world show. Wealth attracts the so-called bad gold diggers more than the so-called good, which you now have, Mr. Anonymous. You can't really be sure a woman is attracted to you in the first place for you or your money, unless you're young and in your early 20s and you don't have many assets. At that point, she can pretty much be with any man that she wants. So if she chooses to be with you, then it's usually because of your looks. But as you mentioned, you haven't had a relationship partner your entire life. You say you're athletic and decent looking, but maybe your singledom could have something to do with your personality or the pickiness of women in New York. You mentioned that chads don't have to pay for women. But if you watch the film Jack Reacher, there's a famous line where he says that the cheapest woman is usually the one you end up paying for. That's what you're looking for, Mr. Anonymous. You want free women the way the chads get them, and yet you don't want to pay for them. Maybe the Chad doesn't pay because she doesn't want to spook him with her emotional garbage. Maybe that Jack Reacher rule doesn't apply to Chads. That's a very astute observation you made. But you also admit that you're an incel, and you want a woman that's free like a Chad. How realistic is that? Also, 42 years of age is not that old. Financially, it sounds like you can afford to get into even better shape, dress like a dandy, and look smacks with plastic surgery if you have to. Also, you can get a woman. Or maybe you can even geomax. Possibly move to a smaller town instead of being a medium-sized fish in a big lake, i.e. New York. If you're a big fish in a small pond, it improves your odds of meeting that woman next door. But the odds are still pretty good that you're going to have to pay for her. As for honest gold diggers, those tend to be Russian and Eastern European women. They're straight up and honest about using you for what you can provide for them. They're mercenaries with memories spending all your monies. As for myself, I'm against monogamy, as well as open relationships, one-night stands, and even legal marriage. I think all those things are toxic to a man's financial, emotional, spiritual, and even mental well-being. Relationships stifle a man's progress in life regardless of if it's a fling or if it's his wife. The purpose of those things is offspring and emotional fulfillment to some extent. But once you get over needing a woman because you see what they do to your life, then the only reason to have them around is to have kids with. But that's now too dangerous. That's why I've often suggested men go the surrogacy route. We need to find a more efficient and fulfilling way to organize and reproduce as a society. If there were enough single men that raise kids on their own, we'd get a better idea to see how feasible a science fiction fantasy of Stepford wives raising our sons would really be. Love isn't real, it's an illusion. Once you accept that, you realize that women just aren't worth it anymore. The future I want to see is one filled with artificial wombs. Sex robots that allow you the option of virtual sex with a real woman at a distance, and a manessence where men are free to reach their full potential. As for gold diggers, the bottom line is all women are aware of their nature as a predator with a pussy. Good and bad gold diggers alike. If you want a regular sexual partner, then consider relocating or making yourself an even juicier target. Maybe you can move down south to Mexico, for example, and run your business remotely. The MGTOW TV owner is doing that, and he's got a woman with him because she's an honest gold digger, and his money goes a lot further down there. As for the whole women having dozens of sexual partners and you being okay with that, that is to be expected if you're looking for a woman in her 40s. You're not going to run across virgins at your age. If you're lucky, you'll find one that's been plowed by only one football field of guys in her life, and even then you'll still get used by a woman like that in a tactful way. It's simply what they do. They're like football players in the locker room studying their opponent's strategy before going back onto the field. You're their opponent standing in the way of their cash and the prizes. You don't want to get used, but they will pretty much use you in some way. The only way to not get used is to basically not use them. It's also possible for less intelligent incels to believe that they're MGTOWs through cognitive dissonance. They believe that women can't fire them from the dating market because they end up quitting first. You sound skeptical about the possibility that men can actually go their own way because of the suicide rates for divorced and single males. I agree that the majority guys can't break through into that second red pill rage stage to be free from their raging hard-ons. This is something that requires an almost religious self-mastery of both your conscious and subconscious minds. You also bring up that the Chads and women under 40 have all the power, and that the men that can't gain access to women are suffering as a result. To some extent, the 40-something-year-old cat ladies are also suffering, but not nearly as much. I also think the gynocentric system won't change until the Chads see that it's in their best interest to relinquish their stable full of sluts to the average man. But until that happens, civilization will continue to crumble because more guys will stop producing and go on a work and productivity strike, because they aren't getting enough sex. Mr. Anonymous, you sound like one of the very few men out there that continue to produce even though you're not getting the carrot of sex there to encourage you. Maybe your plan was to produce well to attract a mate, and now that you have it, you're questioning what type of mate you actually want. You're seeking out a benevolent gold digger that will treat you fairly as a beta male provider. I think what you should be asking is why you haven't been able to attract a woman yet at all. But if you're as good looking as you say you are, then it wouldn't be that hard to get at least one girlfriend in your lifetime. They would be coming to you, and you wouldn't even have to work at it. You say you're athletic, but maybe you need to become a muscle-bound brute. Women like a big, muscular man that's tall and buff because it makes them feel small and alleviates their fears that she's basically going to look fat next to you. As for guys that like to get cucked, I think part of that is out of selfishness. I wanted to swing with a girlfriend back in my 20s because I actually wanted sexual variety and thought it would be a fair trade if we both had that experience. I thought that she thought the same way that men would. Meanwhile, she was jealous and the thought scared her that some skank would basically snatch me away. She even freaked out when one of her gay friends said he liked me. It freaked her out. You also say that once a man is over 50 and still single, he might as well be under the grass when it comes to women. Hardly. If you're a good catch, they pretty much don't care about age, especially if they themselves are older too. I think you answered your own question when you spoke about the sugar baby solution. You want to be wanted the way that a Chad wants to be wanted as well. But you're not a Chad, so it's never going to happen. You're also right on your first hunch that money doesn't really help all that much. If you've got wealth, it's just a cherry on top. It's good genes that make up the bulk of the ice cream sundae. Or in this case, the man. You haven't even had a girlfriend and you're looking for one that's an honest gold digger. Sounds to me like you're getting way ahead of yourself. First try and date an overweight heifer and work your way up to Sally the swine before having such grand ambitions. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that first you have to smash the homeliest looking women before you have a chance to smash the hottest ones. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the incels that believe that they can find the unicorn as their very first girlfriend away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.